Welcome to the southern border of Arizona, home of the Sonoran Desert. Unlike the Rio Grande Valley in Texas, which receives the largest influx of undocumented immigrants in the nation, there is no river here. Instead, there are barren mountains, cacti, and poisonous snakes that bask on its burnt soil.
Temperatures are really extreme. It gets cold at night. It's extremely hot in the daytime. And it's a really dangerous area. And this is one of the areas where we see the majority of the deaths that occur with people illegally crossing.
Here, the most common cause of death is dehydration.
Within a day, they can they cannot carry enough water to make the journey. So within a day, they're usually out of water. And some of these people, if they're dehydrated before they start their journey, it can take just a matter of hours before they're, life-threatening. Lack of water.
The U.S. Border Patrol Search and Rescue Unit, BorStar, has taken matters into its own hands to reduce the number of immigrant deaths. This year, they initiated what they call the Blue Blinking Light of Life program, a series of 7.5-meter emergency call poles strategically placed throughout the desert on U.S. territory that emit a high-intensity blue light and reflect the sun's rays during the day.
We looked at the tools that we had at our disposal. We began using statistical information and empirical information, and we began plotting on maps where best that we could deploy our rescue beacons that they would be the most beneficial to the people that were finding themselves in distress in the desert.
The Tucson Border Patrol sector says their team has rescued 459 people this year, 142 of them as a direct result of the 32 rescue beacons in operation today. From Tucson, Arizona, Ramon Taylor for VOA News.